Hello and welcome to iTrix Reviews. I'm Derek Merdinian, and right now we're going to take a look at the Assassin's Card Sword. This setup here presents you with a natural looking card sword routine. It's got a really nice organic feel to it. For anybody that's used one of the card sword gimmicks, you know that it's not the best thing out there. But this is a different solution to this effect. Basically, it allows you to use a borrowed deck of cards and a borrowed sword or knife, you know, if one is available to you. Obviously, the kit comes with a sword, so if you don't have one lying around the house, then you can get going right away. But, you know, if there's one available, obviously you can use that. The instructions also go into detail on how to perform the effect with the knife and then throw the deck and the knife at, like, a dartboard or the ceiling or whatnot and stab the card up at the ceiling. So, you've got potential. You're a little more free with this. A couple other nice things is the card isn't forced. It's freely selected. There's no preparation done in advance. The cards aren't gimmicked. The sword isn't gimmicked. What else? I mean, this effect, it's got a nice open feel to it. You can do a lot with it. You're free to do a lot of things. It's almost test conditions. You know, you're doing with borrowed objects, you know, if you wanted to. Cards and force. Oh, I remember the great thing. The card can be signed. You can't really do that with the traditional card sword gimmick. But here, you're allowed to sign the card. You don't use a Sharpie pen to do it, which kind of sucks, but, you know, not really a big deal. You can go over that. The point is that the card is signed. It's really more of a magician's thing that would irk you. In a layman's mind, they really don't know the difference between signing, you know, a card with a big pen versus, like a Sharpie. You know, it doesn't make a difference to them. The concept of signing a card is what counts to them. So making that card individual is what's important and stands out in their mind. Also, for purists, for bicycle card purists, it's not really recommended that you use those cards with this setup. You can, but it's more difficult. It's best if you use, like, really cheap quality playing cards, which is nice because you're going to be throwing these cards all over the stage. You're going to get dirty or bent or dinged up when they land on the ground. So you can either throw the cards away, you know, if it's like a 50 cent or 99 cent deck of cards, no big deal. Or you can give it away, whatever. So that's actually, you know, the cheaper the deck you use, the better things are going to go for you when it comes to performance time. Also, last thing is the instructions, they don't really cover how to repair or replace the gimmick if something happens to it. Again, using the cheaper cards is definitely going to make the gimmick last longer, but it's not forever. Eventually, something's going to need repair before you can continue performing the routine again. So, I mean, a little ingenuity on your part can obviously solve that. Bottom line here, if you're looking for the cleanest, no-gimmick card sword, this is probably your best, albeit expensive, solution. And it's mainly expensive because it comes with the sword. Which, again, sorry, I forgot to mention this. The included sword, it gets the job done. After a couple weeks of practicing this effect, some of the ornamental, like the end tip of the sword came off. It was like this golden attachment. It came off. You can glue it back on. No big deal. It's not the best looking sword, but for stage purposes, it's going to work just fine. So anyway, that's the last thing I have to say about it. Now, if you're a magic dealer and are interested in carrying this product, you can contact Murphy's Magic Supplies at 916-853-9292 or you can visit them on the web at murphysmagicsupplies.com. For all other product reviews, you can check out itrix.com/reviews. And if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for future product reviews, you can send an email to Derek@itrix.com. Until next time.